Chapter 3, in which the droids knock at Jabba's door. Who can blame C-3PO for hesitating at the door of this fearsome building?
R2, are you sure this is the right place? I better knock, I suppose.
He lightly raps his thin metal fingers against the monstrous iron gate, so thick that a Gamorrean battle axe would be needed to knock properly.
There doesn't seem to be anyone here, R2. Let's go back and tell Master Luke.
Dejuta, R2!
Screeches a barking metallic voice. This is not, of course, the voice of R2. It is instead coming from a speaker attached to an electronic eyeball on the end of a long mechanical arm, which has just popped out of a small hatchway in the door. The eyeball glares quite rudely at C-3PO.
Goodness gracious me!
Exclaims C-3PO. Then, recalling his programming as a protocol droid and master of 6 million languages, he introduces himself.
C-3PO-R, bo R2-D2-O-R.
He points to R2, and the eyeball snakes over to have a look.
E tuta ad miska, Jabba Duhat.
Now the eyeball whips back to focus on C-3PO again. It lets out a grating laugh and zips back into the hatchway, which slams shut.
I don't think they're going to let us in, R2. We better...
Begins R2, but he is interrupted by a terrible screech. The massive door is slowly rising upward, revealing nothing but blackness ahead. R2 looks at C-3PO. C-3PO looks at R2, and R2 rolls ahead into the gloom.
R2, wait! R2, I really don't think we should rush into this!
But already, somewhere in the walls, the unoiled wheels and gears have reversed and are now closing the great door again. What choice does C-3PO have? He must rush in, too, or be left out alone in the endless desert. So he steps forward into the darkness.
Oh, R2! R2, wait for me!
Behind him, the door continues to screech its way down until, with a horrible crash, it closes.